This episode of the Sweat Daily Podcast is brought to you by Kansas Athletic Club, a premier facility for fitness in Overland Park, Kansas. At Kansas Athletic Club, the mantra of Sweat Daily is truly put to use with programs such as CrossFit, Epic, personal nutrition, youth training, and sport performance. Our mission is to advance the health and well-being of the individuals in our local community by delivering physical and nutritional services that will lead to a lifestyle without limitations. Interested? Book a free 2-class trial right now. Yes, you heard that right. Free 2-class trial. Do this by going to Kansas Athletic Club. That is ksathleticclub.com and click on the 2-class free trial tab. Whether you're looking to lose weight, gain muscle, prepare for competition, or live as your most healthy and active self, Kansas Athletic Club is the place for you. Kansas Athletic Club, striving for incremental improvement every day.
I'm Patrick Chandler.
I'm TJ Kiblin.
I'm Nick Reyes. And you're listening to the Sweat Daily Podcast.
Got our Memorial Day edition. We got a couple of our veterans in the house. We got Matt Wiese here with us. Say what's up, Matt.
Hey, what's shaking?
Oh, shaking. What's shaking? That's a good one. I haven't heard that in a minute. And then, if you don't know, one of our co-hosts, Nick Reyes, is a veteran himself. So Nick's here in the house as well.
How's it going, guys?
All right.
How you doing, Devil Dog?
So for Memorial Day, obviously we're doing Murph on Saturday and then today as well. We thought it would be a good idea to talk to some of our veterans and just kind of get the perspective from them about what this day means to them and kind of hear their stories as well. So that's why Matt and Nick are here with us, and we talked to Randy as well. So Matt, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about, what branch you served with and that time, albeit I know we talked earlier, it was a little bit shorter, but kind of talk about your experience.
Cool. Yeah, I was in for a couple of years in the Marines. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Right, Nick?
That's right.
Was active for a couple of years after college. That was before I was married, so I was a single Marine, so had a good time. Had a flight contract that unfortunately I got through flight school and had a medical issue with my eyes, so I ended up on desk duty for a while. I do have regrets to this day. I didn't stay in longer, to be quite honest. I didn't get the opportunity to do any tours, which would have been an awesome experience, especially as a single guy. But I have a lot of friends that are still in that made a career out of it, and they wouldn't do anything differently at all. Actually my wife was active duty as well after we got married. So she was in for about 4 years in the Air Force. And cool. So kind of, I had a little experience on both sides, being a single guy, in the military and also being, a military husband. So it was a really interesting experience for me. And, Memorial Day, obviously it means a lot, especially for those that, that gave the ultimate sacrifice, and that's really what the meaning of the day is should be for most people. But in addition to that, I think one of the things that's important to remember is the sacrifices that all of our military members make on a daily basis. Those who put their lives in danger and those that are away from their families for extended periods of time, and for those families as well. One of the things I think that it's good to remember is the sacrifices that the families make, even for those that don't end up on tour, even for those that are just moving, every 3 to 4 years, dislocating their families and their kids. And one of the things being a military husband for a little while is that I was lucky I had a remote job, so I could really work from anywhere. But there's a lot of military husbands and wives that, you know, they're uprooted every 3 to 4 years. It's, you know, it's hard to hold down a, you know, a successful career when they do that. So, you know, I like to remember all of the sacrifices that are made, you know, across the board with everyone, the family members as well.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, obviously when we think of sacrifices, and there is no greater sacrifice than your life and sacrificing your life. But those little sacrifices that you talk about, they really add up. And like you said, every family's a little bit different, moving all across the country. You hear about that all the time. It's really cool that you kind of put that in perspective that way. Nick, tell us a little bit about your military experience.
Yeah, so in the Marine Corps as well. That's why when we first jumped on, you heard Matt say simplify. It means always faithful. And so some of the things that I think of, you know, whenever I think of Memorial Day is just that. It's that motto. It's always faithful to the individuals who, and always remembering those individuals who gave the ultimate sacrifice, right? That's what speaks to me. That's when I was actually on one of our Push Press podcasts this morning, and the topic was, are gyms going to do Murph in this COVID-19 world? And normally it's a big production where, you know, you get 50 people in a room and they all do Murph, and that is part of it, the grittiness of it. There's chalk everywhere. And, you know, my stance on it was, I'll do Murph by myself on Memorial Day weekend if I have to. Like, it's getting done. That is one of my ways to honor the fallen. And I could be in a dark dungeon alone, and I will still manage to get that workout in. It means that much to me, right? This is a little bit different for me, because for the last, you know, almost 10 years now, we've hosted Memorial Day Murph at the gym, and it's always been such a good community event where everyone comes together and works hard for our fallen heroes. And it's going to look a little bit different this year. And I think it's okay to look different. It feels a little different as well. So we'll see. I'll probably go about as hard as I've ever gone, and see what we can do. Maybe do it twice. We'll see.
There you go. Yeah. So Matt, I actually wanted to ask you, as far as the actual day goes, outside of Murph, and you know, do you have any traditions? Or I know my family has a particular tradition, you know, going out to the not only the veterans, you know, graves and decorating them, but just also family members and kind of visiting our deceased family members. Do you have any traditions like that or similar to that?
Well, you know, aside from, you know, trying to get together with, you know, groups of people to celebrate and, you know, talk about really what the importance of the day is for them, and, you know, do that over some brats and beers and, you know, really getting together with family and friends, you know, it's going to be a little bit different this year for people, obviously, with, you know, people still wanting to maybe social distance a little bit more and groups not getting together, but that, you know, that really doesn't change the meaning. And, you know, I'll probably spend more time, you know, even though I'll be with my wife and my beautiful little baby. But I'll probably reach out to some buddies that are still in and, you know, do some Zoom calls and connect on the phone and, you know, try to stay connected as much as I can to those that, you know, mean a lot to me and those that, that I remember, I like to remember, especially on Memorial Day. So I don't, you know, the traditions are the same, even though the methods of delivery might be a little bit different.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nick, how about yourself?
Yeah. I probably echo what Matt said there. One of the things that I always try to do is on whether it's Memorial Day, Veterans Day, any day where we are, that kind of ties into my military service at all, I try to make sure that I set aside some sort of time for reflection. And whether that's thinking about a specific individual, whether that's thinking about good times, bad times, indifferent, like just taking that time for myself. Sometimes it's in the morning with a cup of coffee. Sometimes it's in the evening with a glass of bourbon. And sometimes it's like while you're in the middle of a workout and it's like, you know what? I'm going hard for this, you know. I think that that's just really important, and it keeps me from getting pulled into well, what are heat times for Murph? And when are we going to, what do I need to get from the grocery store for the barbecue, you know, and all the other things is really, obviously those things are good to participate in. And these individuals have obviously given the greatest sacrifice so that we can do those things. So I would want everyone to partake in, you know, your celebration, however you see it. But for me, I've got to set aside that time to reflect. I think that's super important. That's something I've done for years.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, definitely. And I kind of liked how you said reflecting in the workout. Obviously, you know, most of you guys know Murph. There's plenty of time to do reflecting in Murph. You may be hurting while you're reflecting, but and that's kind of part of it. Like you said, you know, the minute you start having those negative thoughts and that, you know, doubt creep in your mind, you're like, this is easy compared to what people are doing, you know, to let me do this today. So right. I think that's pretty cool about setting aside reflection, probably something we all could take a little bit more time and do. And actually, Nick, I wanted to just ask you more about your actual time. I know you did some communication stuff with the Marines, but specifically, how long were you in?
Yeah, so I was in for 6 years. Actually was honorably discharged in 2006. Right before Cameron and I moved to Phoenix for her to go to grad school. So 6 years, was in communication, spent some time in 29 Palms, California, out at Camp Pendleton, and then the last few years in Richards Kabauer, actually. So not far from here, in which case that has now been completely shut down. So, yeah, gotcha. a lot of, like what Matt said too, a lot of good buddies who made a career out of it. A lot of buddies who got out and, you know, moved on with civilian life and never looked back. And I kind of feel that maybe a little bit the same way that Matt does. Like I do have regrets about getting out. At times I miss it. And more than anything, I think I miss the guys. I miss the people.
Yeah.
So, there's so much to be said about being a part of something where everyone works together cohesively. And there's like a different gear. There's a different mental fortitude that exists. And if there is one thing that that these hero workouts that we do remind me of, is that sometimes I feel like maybe that gear gets lost inside of me. And whenever I'm doing one of those hero workouts, it's like it snaps back. And I'm like, oh no, you still have that. And it's this reminder, you know? And so I feel like the further I'm removed from that military service, maybe the less likely I am to call up on it, but it's still there. So that's just something cool.
You know, it's funny you say that, Nick. It's, you know, even though, you know, neither of us weren't for very long, you weren't longer than I was, but you know, I mean, there's just certain things like that you never lose, you know. It's a, yeah, I mean, look at our haircuts. Like, you're shorter, mine is. But it drives my wife nuts that I've got to get my haircut every couple of weeks. Like, she doesn't understand it. I'm like, I cannot let my hair grow.
Yep.
You know, you just get accustomed in a certain way of doing things and a certain mindset. And you know, it's an experience that I highly recommend for any young kids to look at as a career option.
Agree completely.
You know, something funny that you just said, Matt, that I kind of picked up on being someone that did not serve. You know, you guys, you said that, you know, I didn't serve very long. And you actually said neither of you served very long, Nick a little longer than I. Nick served for 6 years. You served for 2 years of your life. Now, in the grand scheme of things, you know, live a long life, that's not a lot. But to most people, that's a decent amount of time. And I think that kind of shows that mindset where, you know, you're there for others. It's not really about yourself. 2 years isn't a big deal compared to what other people do. And I think that's pretty cool. Pretty noble of you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah. The, it's easy to put it in perspective when a, typical tour of duty goes over 12 months, right? So we're talking about, some of our best friends and just about every service member that will be activated and pulled away from their family, to go on fight on all of our behalves somewhere in a foreign territory, or just be on a ship, you know, patrolling the oceans, keeping us safe while we sleep, and go buy burgers and beers for the weekend, you know. And there are guys that they're out there right now, and they'll miss the birth of their son or their daughter. They'll they sacrifice a lot. Like to what you said earlier, Pats, the sacrifice of one's life is obviously the most significant, but every single day there's someone that's making a sacrifice that they're not able to be around their loved ones. And I you know, my, it's funny, Mila went and stayed the night with her grandmother and grandfather the other night. And I thought, man, I miss her. Like she's gone for one night and I miss her.
Yeah.
365, right? Like that's the comparison. So.
Well, and the unknown too, you know, what the spouse and the kids go through, just never knowing.
Yep.
You know, obviously we're not in the super critical time right now, but, you know, especially in war times, you just, you never know. And so that uncertainty along with that, distance removal is just, it's incredibly difficult. So.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't have any other questions for you guys. I really appreciate you taking the time, to sit down, talk with me, you know, share your experiences. I know the listeners will too. Also, thank you guys for your service. Matt, make sure to thank your wife for her service as well. We really appreciate it. Yeah, thanks again, guys, for jumping on with us.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Take care.